Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, comedian Greg Hahn, plus hair, acting classes, and Zamboni talk. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and
then.
You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Donnie Baker Street. A year round we would trick or treat and play paintball and get stowed in your jaw if you said the wrong things. I had this dream about buying a boat, so I sewed some tapes that me and Scotty wrote. Got a used board craft, put a mattress in back, and me and Boner both got laid. Angel Skinner, she was so easy. And Patty Ferguson, so sleazy. But she's pregnant. Well, they're both pregnant now. Dusty's mom used to be happening. Rumor had it she did Eric Clapton. But Dusty told me it was a Rolling Stone.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Mr. Greg Hahn over there, isn't he, Hans?
I'm all riled up. You like my hair system?
Yeah. What system is
moist?
I overbaked it. I overcooked it on top a little bit. You make it a little darker. gives you the simulated toupee.
Always a fine look.
Yeah, no, nice. That's a good look, because toupees are expensive.
Yeah.
So if a girl sees you and thinks you're wearing a toupee, she knows you're a high roller.
Oh, yeah, you got money for a toupee.
Yeah, that's right.
You got toupee money.
That's right.
Let's see now. We've got Ace Gosby, our engineer. Chick McGee's across the way. Greg Hahn, of course, just weighed in over there. Now we have Josh Arnold.
Hi.
Jessica Allsman sitting in for Christy Lee. This is Tom speaking. Mr. Pat Godwin.
Hey.
You heard about the wig guy, didn't you?
No.
Kind of sad news. We had some pretty sad news last week. You didn't hear about the Cy Sperling guy?
No, what happened to him?
The Hair Club for Men dude?
No.
What?
You didn't, you don't, you remember those commercials?
He's dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Either of you guys heard about him?
Deader than 4 o'clock.
Better than his follicles.
Yeah, he was.
Remember, he's not getting blood either. Yeah, there's something in there.
He was. He had the Hair Club for Men commercials, and he was kind of, "Hi, this is Cy Sperling.
Yeah,
I'm not just the president. I'm a client. Remember that guy? So
yes,
I remember that script.
He died last week in Boca Raton, Florida.
Hey, man, I'm familiar.
Did you do anything for him, Tom?
Hmm?
I sent some fake flowers.
What happened to the poor guy?
He died.
Old age?
Yeah, he died of old age. But I,
you know, they couldn't keep him alive.
Wig glue poisoning.
Yeah, he's not in heaven. He had hell to pay.
Hey! Joshua, rip shot right
you want to take that, John?
Don't involve me in this.
Hell to pay.
Anyway,
unbelievable.
Yeah, well, they combed over his body looking for.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Oh, sure. The Emmy. Yeah. The Emmy would do that.
Okay. Now the question is, did he die with his hair on?
I'm a guess.
Yes, because the way that system works, they glue the thing to your head, and then it grows through it.
Oh yeah.
They glue a mesh to your head, and then they tie it on.
Right.
Yeah. So, and it was they changed it. It was originally the Hair Club for Men.
Yeah.
And then they changed it because there were women that were using it. So
sure.
Here's the voice. Give it a listen.
I'm Cy Sperling, president of Hair Club for Men. Mm. If you've ever thought about doing something about your thinning hair, then this important new booklet is something you should have. And I'll see that you get it free. Just call our toll-free number now. And by the way, I'm not only the Hair Club president, but I'm also a client.
Sounds like Frosty the Snowman.
That guy's a motivator.
Motivational
speaker.
Jackie Vernon.
Yes, Jackie Vernon.
Like a light Jackie Vernon.
He does sound like Jackie Vernon.
I never change inflection or emphasis.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I wonder if that's one of the reasons it worked. Because
it was so awful?
It was so genuine.
It was so awful, yeah.
Yeah.
I do love that when they encourage people to do their own commercials. And some of the car guys are great.
No, you and I both know that doesn't happen. No, the people who do their, they want to do their commercials.
Yes.
They insist on it.
They love seeing that. Oh, God,
I've been told by my golfing buddies that I've got a great voice. I'm doing it. Okay, go ahead.
In some
ahead.
Cases, they do a great job. In other cases, not necessarily.
Sometimes it works out great. Like for me. Tom Shane.
That's the thing.
You've got a friend in the diamond.
Well, that's because you remember that.
I get free meals every now and again for pretending to be
the
Tom.
The best one is from Tom and my childhood, J.B. Robinson Jewelers. That guy had a great voice.
Tell us about it.
J.B. Robinson.
Larry Robinson.
Yeah, Larry Robinson.
He's a great guy.
The diamond man.
A great guy. Yeah, but again, some guys do a great job with it, but there's an argument to be made that this guy, one of the secrets to his success was the fact that his voice was kind of flat, and he didn't sound like a puking announcer. Hey, I got a toupee. You know,
yeah.
Maury did his own commercial, TV commercial.
And the Goodfellas, he sure did.
Maury's wigs, they don't come off. Even when you get
want it off.
That's right.
Just give me my money.
Unless you get stabbed in the back of the neck, then they come off.
Now, if you're in the Hair Club for Men, is there like a secret handshake? That was my question.
Yes, you bend down and the guys would rub heads together.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
I was in it for a while.
Yeah, like milking a cow.
You did the Hair Club for Men?
No, I did not. I'm just teasing.
Okay, well, I'm sure we can sit. You got enough on top they could tie in.
We can get
that working.
Barely.
Did you dye your hair while you were
gone? Oh, I never dyed my hair. No.
What do you mean you don't dye your hair?
Shut up. Medium ash brown.
Well, how come
it's Birdseye Maple, Witness Protection 35. Bozo 6, that's what I go with.
A new shade of fake.
I'm going to wear it today.
Bozo 6.
Are you getting your hair dyed today?
No, no, it's just a little shampoo you put it in. It's
yeah, he told me about that.
What's it called? Got a whole new system. Yeah.
I don't know, but it leaves everything, turns colored. Everything gray and leaves the rest fake. It's nice.
Oh, that's a beautiful look, especially in the sun. Looks like eggplant.
Right.
You guys know they have great, unbelievable, amazing actual toupees that no one can tell you're wearing.
Steve Martin.
I still, if that is a toupee...
How can it not?
I mean, I've seen movies where he's in the shower and his hair's wet and it's...
It's a good one.
Of course, they were bootleg videotapes that I paid a lot of money for. No, in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, he's in the shower.
Steve
and it's
Martin naked? Is that what you're watching?
Is that what you're doing now?
Everybody's got their thing. Shut up.
He's a wild and crazy guy.
Let's move on. Once again, Jessica Alsman at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. Jessica.
An Ohio jail inmate's attempt to escape last month fell flat after she crashed through the jail ceiling and landed in a trash can.
Oh, my God.
Jail security video shows Jessica Boomershine climbing up a room wall and into the ceiling.
How many times has this happened? Is this like four or five?
Pieces of ceiling tile fall to the floor before her legs crash through. Oh, guards arrive to pull her down when she falls headfirst into a nearby trash can.
Boomershine.
All those boomershines are trouble.
The 42-year-old was charged with escape and vandalism. Boomershine was in jail on charges of kidnapping and robbing an 85-year-old Dayton area man last month.
Oh, what a dirtbag.
How old was she?
She was 42.
Wheelhouse.
You are constantly in drive. You're
on the move every day.
You
got the Tinder app out, the Bumble app.
Good Lord.
So she fell into a trash can?
Yeah.
She did.
It's karma.
Yeah.
Okay. Man. Sounds like a dirt bag. we get these every once in a while. Usually it's someone robbing a building and then they fall through the. Okay.
There's a video of a guy. In a police station. He's fallen through the ceiling and the policemen are just, you know, it's a police station.
Yes, that's right.
They've obviously, you know, he's been in the back of the police station somewhere. He falls down in the ceiling right into the waiting room. There's like four cops. It's hilarious.
So this is now a viral video.
I got to see it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Classy. Okay.
Head first into the trash can.
A boomershine?
Yep. There's just shows this waiting room area. And it looks like your standard office waiting room.
I appreciate her moxie.
Yeah she's got a lot
like
of gall.
I like the cut of her jib.
This is a sailing thing.
I think I like that too.
It makes she want to kiss me? I don't know who that guy was. I
liked him.
Now, what else is happening over there?
A new study from Harvard University has found that men are more likely to have small testicles and a low sperm count if they eat too much junk food.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. We're all in trouble.
Oh, God.
Research shows those who eat a diet rich in fish, chicken, fruit, and vegetables produce the most sperm and have the biggest testicles.
And the biggest, my unit is massive. You know this.
So eating junk food will...
eating processed food.
Shrink your junk, if you will.
What's red meat have the opposite effect.
I just had a Girl Scout tag along.
I brought them in.
Delicious.
You're welcome.
Girl Scout tag along.
And what was the last junk food that you can remember, Tom, that you had?
I had some... I've had some birthday cake. Recent days.
Okay. Is that junk food or is that celebratory?
No. Yes, that's real food. That's good. It's got eggs in it.
Yeah.
Flour.
Okay. Flour, yeah.
How many pieces did you have there, marble balls?
Yeah, they're a weeny wink.
I don't know. I just had one piece, but I mean, yeah. I'm not a big junk food guy. I don't really eat candy.
You like potato chips, though. Be honest.
Oh, I do. I just don't ever eat them. I
mean, no more?
When's the last potato chip you had? Lay's potato chips. You're the classic guy.
Probably eating lunch with you and reached over and grabbed a couple of yours when you weren't looking.
Oh, that's not right.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, we need to have some lunch.
Okay. Soon. Am I buying again?
I'm talking about your attitude. Yes, you'll be buying.
That'd be a weird gig measuring the testicles of.
Yeah, is it by weight or circumference?
Well, to weigh them, presumably they'd have to remove them. I'm no scientist.
They can't still be attached and weigh them? I don't know.
The men's testicle size, they were measured. The number of them, I guess, the shape and swimming abilities of their sperm was also analyzed.
The number of the sperm.
At Harvard? That's what they're doing at Harvard?
Yes.
That's what they're doing.
Yes. Smarty pants.
Genius.
Well, it's a fascinating study, I guess.
They must have like a cloth tape, not one of those metal tapes, I would think.
Oh, that'd be...
To measure.
Would they be,
I would think so, yeah.
Would they be just calipers? Would they measure just the...
Oh, yeah.
I bet so.
They don't talk about the temperature of the room either.
But they're typically kind of almond-shaped, right? They're not globular. They may, who know, maybe they just shoot some kind of photograph. And
yeah.
Can you imagine that job? All right.
They're not looking at economic?
Just looking at this leafing through balls, like being on Bumble.
Now this guy eats a lot of Twinkies. Well, this guy's mostly fish. Yeah, that's going to suck. Like being on Bumble.
Swipe left. No one picked up on that.
He just I liked it.
Nothing but pictures of balls.
Pages and pages of balls.
Oh, that'd be... I'll tell you, that would be quite a bold move.
You think there's someone who likes just that area?
Probably.
Yeah, right?
I'm surprised the comedian hasn't done that for his headshot.
His balls.
Just a big sack.
No one comes to mind.
Yet.
Wait, okay. Did someone in here talk about dressing up their units, if you will, your testicles, like maybe some little glasses? And
I did that. I did recently put a pair of Barbie sunglasses on the end of my...
To get a laugh, out of your lady.
They got a laugh, yeah.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did the dog swallow it or chew it?
You're doing it in front of the dog.
Yeah, I did it to appeal to the dog.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really on the sunglasses, not really for the dog.
He's not even recognizing.
I don't have a sense of humor, Jim.
You're in a relationship.
Wait, did you give the sunglasses back to the little girl?
I did.
Wait a minute,
no,
what's going on?
No, they are hidden.
Barbie's got curly hair.
They are hidden.
Mr. Arnold, this is Mr. McGee from Child Protection Services.
They are not back in her toy box.
I have a question. Was there a photo session with little Barbie glasses?
There was not, but we did get a laugh out of it.
Turn the fan on. Yeah.
Woo! No, I did not return the sunglasses or the Barbie head that's been up my...
Oh, that's interesting.
Must be your clothes.
That's a hell of a dollhouse.
That escalated way too much. Let's talk with our guest, comedian Greg Hahn is here with us.
It's nice to be here.
Greg is on his way to the Diamond Joe Casino, where that's the place where Josh hit that buffet.
Oh. You know what? They legitimately gave me a lifetime pass to the buffet.
All right? Of us, yeah.
Yeah, I got mine right.
No, sorry to bother you.
Greg, Wednesday, March 4th. I don't know if you're aware of this. You're gonna be the entertainer.
I'm working on being a great actor, Tom. I told you this off the air.
Yeah, I know. You're
taking these acting classes.
Good for you.
What can I play? All kinds of roles.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff. I'm a natural. I could play a zombie with head lice. You know that?
Sure.
I could play a crossing guard with irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh man, that's tough. Yeah.
No, it's not that tough. Watch this. Never mind the cars, kids. I got to hit the can.
Man, awesome. That's very convincing.
Nailed it.
It's good, right?
That's very good.
Memorized and everything.
One take.
Cut!
Greg Hahn, once again, is here with us. Former Marine. And you're very fit. You do a lot of, what do you, lift a lot of weights at the gym? What's going on?
I don't know. I roll around a little bit in the garage, you know, lift some weights. Yeah, do some stuff. You got to do heavy weights, low reps. Right, Josh?
Yes.
Right, Chick?
That's
heavy
right.
Weights, low reps.
Yeah.
I put on 510 pounds, zero reps. Beast mode.
Boom.
Beast mode. Oh, you're going to be swole.
It's going to hurt. Yeah. Now, do you eat right? Do you...
I'm on a diet of GMOs and aspartame. I keep it strict.
Strict.
Yeah. You ever had a Diet Coke? They go, oh, the aspartame. They've been dunking rats in aspartame for decades. The rat population flourishing. That's right.
Why do I think this is going to generate letters? Dear Mom and Time Count. We got a lot of mail. We have a lot going on. Once again, someone has endorsed my idea. We had a news story about a guy comes from the stands and becomes a hockey goalie in the NHL over the weekend. It's a great story.
Yeah, good stuff.
They score on him twice, then he stops 8 shots.
Yeah, not easy.
Chick does not like the story.
How come you don't like that story, Chick?
It cheapens everything.
that you can come out of the stands and play
yes.
well?
No, it's more complicated than that.
I don't think it is.
This guy is a...
You can't have it both ways. Either he knows what he's doing, and it's just another person on the team coming in to be a goalie, or it's a Cinderella story and anybody can be goalie.
How about the guy in the men's room attendant?
Hang on a second.
Jumps in the Zamboni,
right?
Drives it perfectly.
Love
it.
Now that's
crazy.
A story.
Love it.
Yeah.
Could you drive a Zamboni? Yeah, have you always wanted to drive a
Zamboni? He gets a tip from me.
Driving the Zamboni is very tricky.
It's got to be.
It's very tricky.
First off, it's on ice. It's very slippery.
I'd run right into the board.
You could tip over.
And I would imagine you could probably, if you go right through the boards into the stands, that'd be a sad headline.
Have you ridden one before?
Have I ridden? Yes, I have. It's very cool.
My boyfriend won a trip on one during one of the during between one of the periods. He got to ride on Zamboni.
Period.
Well, we don't care what time of the month it was for it.
Really?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.